There are several things I like to do on the internet. One of my favorite things to do on the internet is to watch YouTube videos of cats. I could do that for hours, and in fact, I have done that for hours, at least an hour one time for sure. I watched cats doing things, and I laughed the entire time. I love it. Cats. So this is my favorite one of these videos. Cats, my favorite one is you see them getting ready to jump from one, like a back of a couch onto a counter or onto a curtain or something. And you see them sizing up the situation, getting ready to jump. And then a whole slew of things happen. They like, feet don't lift off right. They slip and then they just contort their body since their bones aren't connected into the funniest shapes you'll ever see as they miss the mark and go creaming to the ground. It is hysterical. I absolutely love, cats are wonderful, don't get me wrong, but I just love cat videos. It's the funniest thing to watch. It's just very cute. That's my image for you tonight as we talk about misjudging eyes. Cats who miss the mark. In Jesus' ministry, he was doing his thing, and the crowds around Jesus were sizing him up and what he was going to be doing to save Israel. They knew what he came to do, and they were sizing him up and trying to get a picture of what he's about to do. They were trying to understand how Jesus was going to save Israel, how he's going to save you and I and all of creation. And what ended up happening is they were like cats, and they misjudged what he came to do. Therefore, they also misjudged those women's actions who broke the alabaster jar on Jesus as Jesus' ministry unfolded before him. They were like cats who missed the mark. And we too should be careful as a kind of a warning in this situation. Unless we miss the mark and not welcome the people God is using to bring about his will and his purposes in your church's life and in Philomath. God's kingdom is unfolding in your backyard, and God is doing things. So I like to take a closer look at this woman and see her perfect action. You know, that didn't work well at my congregation either. I'm going to keep trying, but I just don't think it's going to work. Perfect. Okay. All right. Thank you, babe. That would have worked. Okay. So let's look at this scenario, and I want to explore this with you here. So let's get some background. Mark 14, this is what they call like a third section in Mark, and he begins that with Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Everyone's all excited, right? The Messiah is here. He's coming. And then Jesus, in Mark's gospel, falls out with the cleansing of the temple, and he really lays into the religious leaders at that time. And this really incites their hatred of Jesus, which we kind of heard about in our section here. And this intensified their hatred of him there. And they started plotting a way to murder Jesus in order to remove that rebel rouser from their midst, because they saw the public response to Jesus and they wanted to get rid of him. And so they wanted to devise a plan where they could get away with it. But most importantly, they wanted to get rid of him because he was presenting himself as God's promised Messiah, and it wasn't missed on the groups and crowds. He identified as David's son, the one that was going to renew Israel and bring about salvation. This was foretold when he talked about his destruction of the temple and welcoming all the people, all the Gentiles, now into the family of God. So all these people, that's the scenario that brings us up to the moment in our reading today. So first, let's look at this story. We have the crowds around Jesus, and you have the woman. So let's look at the woman and see it through her eyes, this story. When you think about this woman, she got it right. Like when she set up and she pounced I mean, she got it absolutely right. She perceived Jesus rightly in our reading. She did it. And then she acted in response to what he was offering. There's no other reason why you would do what she did, right? Just imagine that anointing. Here she comes in with this ointment. It was common to anoint a guest's head when they're there, so it's an honored thing to do. It's a thing done at a festive occasion, so she was making a statement about who she believed Jesus was. I'll make a side note here that helps us understand this scenario a bit more. It was also customary for Jewish people at this time to give gifts to the poor before Passover, kind of getting ready. That you can get a sense of why they responded the way they did. And so the story unfolds. She brings this ointment, and if you take a second and think about it, it was very clumsy what she was doing, okay? An alabaster flask, they weren't cheap. It was even mentioned as expensive stuff, and the jars would have been, they would have had a cork or something to seal and open it because they were expensive and it was an expensive ointment. And so you get that she was sort of clumsily in the sense of eagerly, right? Like she didn't think about, it wasn't like a logical, okay, I got to open the jar, I've got to then pour some out just a bit to get a feeling. What does she do? She like busts it open. If you just imagine the scene, here's this jar. She would have broken it open and it would just been like oozing down Jesus' face. He would have had to like clean his eyes out from the ointment. I mean, she was just so eager to be there. She didn't follow anything customary. She just was excited. She broke it open like when there was a big welcome party and everything was doors busted open and it was exciting. She brought this very expensive ointment to Jesus. They mentioned the text, it could have been sold for 300 denarii, and that would have been roughly a year's wage in this ointment here. You know, it's a kind of a comparison. If it was like if you were paid $12.50 an hour, 300 denarii would have been about $30,000. I mean, so we're talking very expensive ointment. And so it shows you intention of her heart, what she wanted to offer to Jesus. Context again. Before Jesus fed the 5,000, the disciples estimated that 200 denarii worth of bread could feed the crowds that were there. So 200 denarii could have served 5,000 people. So kind of give you a picture, this was not some cheap ointment. She wanted to give the best to this man, Jesus, that she perceived correctly and what he was going to do. She probably anointed him out of an act of love and thanksgiving for what she saw in this man. She got Jesus right, even if she didn't understand that he was going to die. I mean, that wasn't revealed yet completely. But she got Jesus right, and Jesus wanted people there, the crowd, to know it, that she got Jesus right, that his grace is sufficient, and that her overwhelmed reaction to him was absolutely the right thing to do. This woman anointed Jesus for his death, a death that would be the destruction of death and sin as it strangles us to free us from that. She got this somehow, and Jesus uses her and uplifts her before us. Her eyes perceived correctly, while the others misjudged. She saw Jesus, and through her act, gave thanks. If you have eyes to see, then this Judean woman perceived Jesus right, and her approach to him is absolutely right. His grace was known, and this woman came to him and gave thanks for what Jesus did.